Here we go. Here's some Stoke FM news for Wednesday, April 5th, 2023. I'm Megan Dooling. Revelstoke Mountain Resort would be supportive of a moratorium on short-term rentals in the Arrow Heights neighborhood. That's what Peter Nielsen said yesterday. The vice president of operations for RMR was debriefing council after an open house it held last week regarding future development on its 10 parcels of land. About 200 people came to this open house, Nielsen said. One consistent concern he heard is short-term rentals pushing out long-term residents and driving up prices. According to a master development agreement signed in 2003, 20 years ago, between the resort and the province, RMR is allowed to develop 16,600 bed units. So far, it's developed around 1,000. Right now, the master development agreement allows RMR to develop most around the base of the ski hill. The resort wants to move some of that to two of its lots in the Arrow Heights neighborhood at the intersection of Nickel Road and Airport Way. In order to do that, the resort is requesting the City of Revelstoke amend the text of a zoning bylaw. Amending the bylaw would allow the resort to request to shift around the density. The resort put in the request for this text amendment in August. Council in October deferred until February. Then council denied the request. It came back to the table with the stipulation that the resort hold the open house. Councillors were worried that the change was being pushed through too quickly before the public had a chance to understand it and weigh in. Council held a public hearing yesterday regarding RMR's request. Council chambers were full and people were spilling out over into a room in City Hall across the street. But only four people addressed council. Three of them expressed approval of amending the text of the bylaw, saying that the Master Development Agreement is a long-term vision that's meant to be molded to current realities. Mark McKee spoke. He was mayor from 2002 to 2008, when the Master Development Agreement was being negotiated. "Let's support and help develop the best resort we can," he said, saying RMR will benefit from this, but more importantly, so will the community. Robert Płodzik lives on Komozi Road and has a development parcel on the ski hill. He said that short-term rentals are the biggest scourge this town has seen in 100 years. He encouraged the resort to do what it can to limit them, and he said he does the same on his properties. Another person spoke who lives across the street from the parcels on Nickel and Airport Way. He's against the development, saying he wasn't aware when he bought 5 years ago it would be like this. RMR is requesting to be allowed to apply to move up to 30% of the development allocated to Parcel 1 to Parcels 4 and 5. Those are the ones on Nickel and Airport Way. In each parcel, that's over 3,000 square meters of commercial development, 213 hotel bed units, 135 apartment bed units, 56 row houses or duplex bed units, and 8 single family bed units. And remember that the bed unit is actually sleeping spaces in a hotel or residence. The city's chief administrative officer is Evan Parliament. He addressed council saying the city's zoning bylaw is outdated. The plan proposed by RMR does fit into the vision laid out in Revelstoke's official city plan. The city plan was adopted last summer. Typically, after an official plan is updated, then the zoning bylaw would be updated correspondingly, Parliament said. That hasn't happened in this case. And this is further complicated because development at RMR has to fit into the agreement between the resort and the province, Parliament said. Legal opinion sought by the city said that once the density allocation is approved, council loses its right to revisit density transferred, Parliament said. And so this is a decision council has to make, he said. There is a concerted effort to make this a win-win, to make this the best resort possible in BC and protect our downtown core, giving the developer assurance that their master plan is met with the support of the community. Nielsen said another thing he learned at the open house is that RMR needs to be more engaged with the community. He said they'll hold open houses twice a year in March and September from now on and send out quarterly reports, be transparent, collaborate with the City of Revelstoke, and align with the official city plan. At the end of the public hearing yesterday, the mayor made a motion to further defer this decision. City staff will continue to work with the resort to address concerns expressed by the public. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.